Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
What are the Friday vibes this morning? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby.
Where's everyone at this morning? Nico, Steve, are you Candy Andy?
Where are you guys? They haven't checked in a minute here.
Come through.
Yeah, I'm so happy it's Friday. I'm so happy that we're getting into the holiday spirit. There's a lot to see and attend. So... Let's pop off.
From here until today's the 5th, yeah, but in the next 20 days are going to be, they're going to go by so quick. Mm. Think about that. The end of the year is approaching.
Honestly?
It's time to finish up those goals if you haven't started.
3.5 weeks away. It's crazy.
And then the gyms in January are going to be busier than ever.
Hot take, I think that you can start now.
100%.
Like, everyone's like, oh, just wait. Till, no. Like, what are you going to do?
It
like,
is.
Eat yourself into oblivion for the next 3 weeks? Just start now.
It'd be the hardest month to even start. The amount of Christmas cookies and holiday parties and drinks that people are going to consume, what an interesting month to start.
It's fine. But just go for a walk. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. Just
come
walk
on, guys.
It out.
Get some movement.
Literally. Move your body. I know you're, like, probably in a sinkhole on your couch. But, like, let's do this. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Our vibes are good because Jaden's 17th birthday today.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Jaden.
Go pop
Love
off.
Jess and Jaden.
Jaden, happy birthday.
Let's go.
Are you going to Tokyo Drift to the mall later?
Probably. Let's do the thing.
Let's do it.
Are you going to play the song?
Yeah, I feel like for Jaden, we should.
It's your birthday.
Go, Jaden. Go, Jaden. It's your birthday.
Go, Jaden. Perfect. Love that we have really been watching him grow since...
We have not been watching him grow.
The beginning of the year. Yeah. I mean, when we met him, he was just getting his permit.
Buddy, listen to me. A 17th birthday, it's a huge deal. I think you can drive past 9 o'clock now, but also, we're not going to let you walk away empty-handed. Breezy and I were going to send you a nice edible arrangements for your 17th, because that's what every 17-year-old wants.
Moose can definitely do that.
Yeah, you want some pineapple, buddy?
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. I had a great birthday. A few friends of mine made sure it was special. Seafood was amazing. Gonna relax with the kiddos and my niece today. There's no school for her. Have a great day, guys.
Nice.
Loving it, Amy.
We hope you got some on your birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. How are your vibes?
Vibes are good. Had fun last night at the holiday open house on Park Ave. Such a fun thing to do.
Sure.
Started at Park Lee, made our way down, ended at the realty office. So fun. There was horse-drawn carriage rides.
On Park?
Yeah.
See, you know,
Bring
back Park Ave Fest.
It's not.
I'm so sick and tired of asking. I'm starting to get pissed.
It's never going to be a thing.
Wasn't yesterday the longest day ever? It was a long day.
No, literally. So, peek behind the curtain. Moose and I were together all day, which was a lot for me. but after I left his apartment, because we were filming TikToks, I went straight to the gym because I was like, I'm not going to like go from the city all the way to Fairport and then all the way to Webster. Like, it was just a lot. Moose, I'm telling you, the roads were so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I almost like flew off the road like 3 different times.
Yeah, because yesterday
afternoon, I was going down the Empire Hill and I was like white knuckling, clenching. It was, it was so scary. And like, I know I drive a smaller SUV now, but like, oh my God, I don't know. I just don't know.
PTSD.
I drive in the snow. I really don't. Do I need snow tires for my car?
I they're probably all seasonal, to
I
be
know,
honest.
But I asked
SUV?
My friends, and they were like, yeah, you do.
I don't think so, to be honest.
I'm at
honestly,
the Christmas list.
The sun is going to shine today. So there's that high of 31. Vibes are up. It's Friday. It's also payday for us and a lot of you guys.
Period.
The vibes are, I'll talk about it coming up at 6:40. I have to attend a funeral this morning, and I'm going to be honest, it's going to be a tough one. And I'll talk about that in the 6:40 of why I'm in my feels this morning. Coming up, it was a sexual gesture, the mother said. An Ontario County mother, she wants justice. And I think a bunch of other parents do, too, when the former assistant principal of Geneva High School did a couple of things he wasn't supposed to be doing, like a lot of teachers. We'll get into that coming up next.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It was a sexual gesture, the mother said.
Ooh.
Well, this is all over the news this morning. An Ontario County mother is seeking justice for her son, who she claims was inappropriately touched by James Nunes, the former assistant principal of Geneva High School. Are we even surprised by these stories anymore?
No.
No, I think we've gotten to a point where this is starting to become quite the,
it's the reg, yeah. I mean, the high school experience.
Yeah. You know, we've gotten into that a handful of times on this show. But back to this story. The mother, who wishes to remain anonymous and unidentified, alleges that this assistant principal not only touched her son with his hands, but also put his lips on him. And the incident reportedly occurred on November 18th, 2025. The mother said her son was in absolute shock after the encounter. I just can't wrap my head around how you do this and then enjoy your Thanksgiving a week later.
Right.
You're sick. You're sick. Geneva police arrested 50-year-old Nunes for endangering the welfare of a child and harassment. And the mother believes this is definitely not the first time he has touched a student. They received emails from multiple parents who claim Nunes did something similar to their child. What is going on at Geneva High School? And then another mother claims her son was inappropriately touched by Nunes last year. She got Geneva police involved, the district and school board. They were all notified and did nothing.
Oh, dear.
Nothing happened. So
they're like, we don't have it in the budget to get a new principal.
A mother came out with a statement, and she said, one of the mothers of one of the students said the district should be absolutely ashamed of how it has handled the safety and protection of our children. I agree. Mm-hmm. Our students deserve better. Our community deserves better. And immediate accountability is long overdue. And then you have Heather Swanson, director of communications for the Geneva Central School District. And she says this in an email. The safety and security of our students remains our top priority. No, it doesn't, Heather Swanson. You guys did nothing.
Yeah, you can't say that when...
How can you say that?
I mean, you can't change fact.
No.
So.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Ms. Swanson. She says we will always take swift action. You didn't do that either. Whenever we receive information regarding alleged misconduct. Right, so it took you a while to finally get to this. Because you had plenty of chances and opportunities when those original emails and accusations were made from a year or two ago.
Right.
What's it going to take? How many students does this guy got to put his creepy lips on?
I can't believe that.
So weird.
I don't get it. That's not it. That's just not the vibe.
No, it's not the vibe. It's a 50-year-old creepy guy, an assistant principal. Okay.
Yeah. I wish I could say I... Can't relate, but this is...
Happened a lot in high school. Yeah, I see these stories are popping up more and more and more.
Don't forget about the Snapchat one. The pinwheel hat.
All right, this is not a time to joke.
No, it's not.
Coming up on the show, has losing someone ever made you see your own life or the people around you a little differently? Maybe you appreciate things or... Try not to take too many things for granted anymore after losing someone you love. Because coming up, I do want to share why today is going to be a little difficult and why I'm struggling with feeling like, I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Right.
Maybe you guys can relate to this as well. I'll share what's happening coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Thanks to everyone who listens each morning. Really starts the day off with us.
Shout out to our listener who was streaming us for like 7,600 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Yeah, it doesn't go unnoticed. We really do appreciate it. So this morning, I guess you can call it vulnerable for a few minutes because I've been sitting on this all week. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had a chance to collect my thoughts on how I wanted to talk about it, but... I want to be extremely respectful, if you will, because when people you love and care about experience a really big loss, what is the best way you have found to actually show up for them? Does anyone else feel like me sometimes, like you're just not doing enough?
Yeah.
Or you need to do more?
Especially when it comes to that situation, because there's not much you can do to like really ease. I mean, you can try, but it's not.
Yeah, there's nothing you can really say or do.
Right.
This morning, I'm running out of here after the show to attend a funeral. And it's a funeral for someone I was very close to. Her name was Bethany. And Bethany was my best friend's, my best friend's sister. And I call Chuck my best friend, but he's more than that. He's a brother to me, which... You know, made Bethany my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away last Friday morning. She was my age. She was 41. And she was as genuine and loving as they come. She was also a single mom. And it just was so sudden, which is why all of our jaws hit the floor.
Yeah.
When we found out the next day. She hosted... Thanksgiving dinner. She had a beautiful Thanksgiving with her whole family. Last Thursday, everything was great. And she went to bed, and come the next morning, she just simply didn't wake up. And I get the phone call, and my buddies did what we do best. We came to our friend's side, and I called my buddy G, who lives in New York City. He flew in from the city to Rochester at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we did whatever we could to make sure we were there for, you know, our boy Chuck. And the therapy session I had this week was, we talk about everything, but this was the topic of conversation this week. When people pass, it's devastating.
Yeah.
When they pass unexpectedly with no answers on how or why, that stings even more.
It's just like such a whirlwind because you just like question everything and you have no answers and you never will, right?
Right.
And I mean, like, when someone's sick or a death is, like, upcoming in the future, you have time to, like, talk and plan and say the things that you think you should say. And that's just not the case when it's out of nowhere.
Yeah. Bethany's passing made me realize that you can never really take anything or anyone for granted, because this was not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And she was healthy. She was happy. She was an incredible mom. Daughter, sister, aunt, colleague, even better friend. And, you know, our hearts are broken. And I so badly want to find the right words to say to my friend and his brother who lost the person who meant the most to them. But I just realized when you lose someone close to you the way they did, there's nothing you can say or do that's going to make it better.
Yeah.
Just showing up and being there is the best response. And I'm not looking forward to this funeral today, because I know it's going to be one of the most difficult services that I've ever had to attend.
Yeah.
His mother was so gracious to ask me to be a pallbearer, and of course I accepted. I will say I am looking forward to celebrating our friend Bethany's life, because she deserves that. I just constantly am overwhelmed with this feeling of not doing enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have been best friends with my boy for over 20 years. And last Friday, I think, was the first time I've ever seen him shed a tear. And man, it ate me up inside, Breeze. Because nobody enjoys watching the people they love feel so much pain. And I've never seen that. He's a tough dude. He holds it all in. He's like the glue that holds his family together. But, you know, and we told him, you could be strong for your family. You don't need to be strong around us.
Yeah. And I mean, it's never easy to lose someone, but specifically this time of year when things are coming up that are so family centric, and it's just a constant reminder that you don't have a member of your family. And
right.
So suddenly it's really hard.
I think future Thanksgivings and holidays are going to be a reminder of the pain that they've felt. But I realize sometimes you're not ever going to come up with the words to say to make anyone feel better going through such a painful period in their lives. All you can do is just be there. And sometimes that's enough for them. Even if it isn't for you, it is for them. And losing someone reminds you real fast what actually matters.
Right.
The jobs, the stress, I mean, the dumb little things we complain about, because we do it on the daily. None of it means anything.
Right.
And walking into her apartment a day later to collect some things and just seeing how she left everything untouched from the day before, it just hit me so hard. Like, it's just things. These are just things now.
Yeah.
And what does matter is the people you love and the time you get with them. That's it. If any of you listening knew Bethany and her beautiful daughter AJ and their family, you know what a huge loss this really is. And I just ask that you please keep them in your prayers today. It would mean so much, not just to me, but her brothers and everyone that loves her.
You're a good friend just by being there. And, you know, it's not always about the right words and about the things that you get or the gifts that you think will soften the grief. But just by being there, it says more than any words ever could. So
yeah, I do appreciate that. I know we all have to go through this. We all struggle with loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it puts a lot in the perspective.
You'll be strong later this morning, strong for your friend. And I do my deepest condolences to you and your friends, their family.
Yeah,
it's unreal.
Praise. Yeah. Yeah. Losing someone does change your perspective. But I appreciate all the love this morning, guys, and keeping Bethany's and her family in your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
It's Friday, Friday, Friday. What's up, guys? 5th of December. Thank you so much for starting the weekend off with us.
Thank you.
What point does a friend become so close that you don't need an invite anymore to just drop by?
Not just drop by. Come to parties, come to gatherings. It's a whole thing.
It is. So Angie has been on hold waiting to settle the debate this morning. Who's in the wrong here? The best friend for not extending an invite, or Angie for assuming she didn't need one.
Yeah. The unsurprise, like the surprise pop-in and unannounced pop-in is wild.
Get her on with us. Hi, yeah. Angie. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I'm not trying to take sides here, but I think you're 100% in the wrong on this one.
I need to hear the full story before I pick my sides. So
go ahead, Angie. Yes. Let it rip.
You just have to let me explain myself, okay? Because okay. I am telling you, this is not on me, okay? So, like, are you guys cool with me just being, like, blunt? Because I have some thoughts. I
let
promise
it rip,
I won't
sister.
Swear,
yeah.
Be blunt, yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. I mean, I promise I won't swear because it's holiday season or anything, but I
and
am.
And the FCC, but yeah,
honestly,
perfect.
I'm still heated about this situation, okay? So my best friend, and when I say best friend, I mean, like, she's basically my sister. She had a little holiday party this year at her house. I saw that she was doing it on Facebook. Nothing crazy, right? It was the day after Thanksgiving. She invited, like, all of her coworkers over, and I wasn't technically, like, on the invite list, but, like, I mean, why would I need an invite? Like I said, she's like my sister. I've known this woman for like 25 years. So that's what I'm thinking, basically. Right.
Okay.
So I've been to every holiday party, every get together she has ever hosted. We have been through everything together. Right. So I showed up. Right. Not a big deal. I even brought a bottle of wine, right? I didn't show up empty-handed.
No, of course.
Sure. Well,
thank you.
Generous.
Thank you. I mean, it's just good etiquette, right?
Was it Yellowtail?
Oh, my.
Friends, yeah.
No, I picked up something.
I'm kidding.
It's a little nicer than that, right? It's a holiday party. I was like, okay, you know, Merry Christmas. I'll bring this in for you. Okay, so I walk in the house. And I'm super excited to see everybody, right? And when she sees me walk in the door, she's, like, looking at me like she is looking at a ghost. And I was so confused.
So you basically invited yourself over there. You didn't ask her to show up. This is a party she had for her, who was it, coworkers?
Yeah, it was for her coworkers. But, like, we don't work together right now, but we have worked together in the past. We've been coworkers before.
Wait, so you've, like, shared the same coworkers? Like, you know these people?
Not these people. I mean, like, I've heard her talk about them before. Like,
that's,
you know,
a parasocial relationship.
I know who they are.
Sure.
Right, exactly. And when I walk in, like, she is literally she comes up to me and she's like, Angie, what are you doing here? And I was like, what do you mean? You're having a party. We're best friends. Like, of course I'm going to be here. Hello.
Sure.
Everyone's, like, staring at me like I just, like, crashed somebody's wedding or something. I was like, what is going on? She pulls me aside. She's, like, super upset that I'm here, which, like, first of all, ouch. Like, hello. Like I said, we've been best friends for 25 years. Like,
yeah, but you weren't invited.
I want to come to your party. Well, it's like, I mean, it's always an open invite. Like, of course I'm invited. If I ever had anything, like, I don't need to put her on the Facebook invite list. Like, she just, you know, she's invited, you know.
So let me ask you, is she married? Does she have kids?
Oh, yes, she's married. Her husband, I think he wasn't there that night. He's, like, he's out of town for business, I think, or something. So he's not even there. So I was like, I figured, you know, like, it's just her. I'll come. I'll bring some wine. You know, I'll like, you know, help be a little host with her, you know. And I figured I was doing her a favor. I'm so confused as to why she's looking at me like this.
It's not. But this isn't a 90s sitcom. You can't just drop by and walk in someone's house when they don't even know you're coming over.
We have that kind of relationship. Okay.
Clearly, you don't.
I don't think so. No.
Well, until this night, like, until this party, I thought we did, and now I'm so confused. I mean, if she popped in my house, I mean, anytime is fine. I would never, you know, I would never be upset if she came walking through the door. And
yeah.
So she's super upset. I'm so confused. I was like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't need a formal invite to step into my best friend's house.
I get it. I have that relationship, too. But at the same time, a text at the very least, hey, I'm popping by, for her to either say thumbs up or her to say, yeah, no, it's not that vibe, like, we're wrapping up, whatever. You don't know what was going on. Maybe she's up for a promotion and you're just a lot.
I get where you're coming from. I did this too at one point with friends, but it was before they were married with kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't do that now. And they can do it for me because I'm the single guy. You know, come over anytime. I don't really have responsibilities. But you doing that, I don't understand why. It's weird to me that you don't find it weird.
Listen, you guys don't understand, okay?
So
this woman and I, our relationship, it's just that's totally like not out of the ordinary. Anytime.
Well, if that was the case, she wouldn't have been weirded out when you showed up.
Exactly.
So
no, I'm sorry. I disagree. I just really think that she's in the wrong here.
I don't. I mean, it's her house.
Really, it's her house. I don't understand why you would think.
You changing facts is wild, but whatever.
Okay.
No. It's okay. We got to go.
585-252-9800. Whose side are you on here? Who's right or wrong? Angie just kind of showed up.
I'm telling you, she's the one that made it weird. It was not me.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks anyways, Angie. I'm going to get to some texts and messages coming in, but I appreciate you agreeing to come on the show with us. I thought this was interesting. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Okay.
right out the gate, this lady needs to be taught some manners. You can't just show up at someone's house, best friend or not. If she didn't invite you, that is the message right there.
This person says, I wouldn't even do this with my real sister.
Yeah, I don't either anymore.
This person says, it doesn't matter if your family or best friends, boundaries still exist, and it's simple. It's a simple ask. She's not in the wrong.
Let's go over to Liz. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I would be pissed if my own mother or sister did this to me, because people have work circles, and I would have been upset too. Just because we are best friends, it doesn't give you the right to just show up unannounced. I kind of got the ick listening to her on the phone.
I have like different friend groups, and that's fine. Like, I have friends from high school. I have friends from workout. I have friends from, you know what I mean? And when those like intertwine and intercross, that's fine. It's not like I don't want that to happen, but I just need a heads up, because it honestly causes me a little bit of anxiety to have like my wires crossed in life sometimes.
I totally get that too. Let's go over to this person. Shannon says, if my best friend crashed the party, I'd laugh and hand her a drink. No way would I act weird about it. Hi, Moose and Breezy. A few years ago, I was in charge of throwing a baby shower for a close friend at work. Strictly just our circle of people we work with. My best friend, who's no longer in my life, showed up and starts asking people to do shots.
Oh my gosh.
It got messy, but people need to understand boundaries. Yeah. So, I mean, clearly the holiday season is when boundaries go right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Angie? You're in the wrong.
You are in the wrong. And I mean, this person says, rule number one, best friends or not, do not come to my house uninvited. This lady overstepped 100%.
You are out of order. You are out of order, Angie.
Stay in line, queen.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
You're listening to
Absolute Disaster in Fairport right now. Huge power outage has knocked out all the lights in the community. And Fairport Central Schools canceled all classes and activities for the day.
Oh, this is breaking news.
Yes.
18,000 people.
Patrice is showering in the dark. So.
Oh, this sucks. Sorry to hear that, guys.
Yeah, they're working on it should be up, they said, within the hour. So it will be great. I don't know why they wouldn't just delay it, but they already canceled school. So,
well, this is the worst time for your power to go out when it's currently, what, 10 degrees outside?
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah. I mean, right now we're looking at a high of
28. I'm sure my neighbor is losing it. So, yeah, that's not the most ideal thing to happen when you're getting ready for work. I have been in that situation getting ready for work or school. I think I was younger, via candlelight. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
But
I mean, with the cold temps, you definitely want to take some, I don't know, be advised, take safety measures. Does anybody actually have anything like that in their vehicle stored away?
Yes.
Like if you
do.
Like what do you have? Like a blanket?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I have a change of clothes.
Bottled water.
Uh-huh. Bottled water. A snack. And it's all in my trunk, so I can't, like, eat it.
Yeah, everybody should have something like that within their vehicles. I don't, and I think it has something to do with my OCD.
Yeah, your really OCD is going to be high when you're stranded on the side of the road.
And sick. I'm sick, okay? I'm working on it. Absolutely. Coming up on the show, it's another edition of Missed Connections. Coming up, we're going to talk to our listener.
I can't.
We're going to talk to our listener, Matt. We had a girl text in yesterday and wanted us to set her up on a date with Matt. Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight. Which is crazy because Matt sounds blitzed out of his mind every time he calls.
It's 7 a.m.
But if there's one thing Breezy and I are good at, it's helping people fall in love. Yeah. You're not going to want to miss this. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
I know that.
It's another edition of Missed Connections. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Love is in the air this holiday season.
Yes, it is.
You know, over the last few years, this show has attracted some really interesting listeners. Let's make love tonight. Some of who we love, others who just give us a headache, and we won't name names.
Yes.
Teresa from Gates.
Yeah, she's but wild.
When it's all said and done, we truly love all you guys who take the time to tune in and start your day off with us. Mm-hmm. And one listener who really started to grow on us within the last year is a guy by the name of Matt. Coincidentally, Matt and I grew up together, and I just found this out not too long ago, but Matt and myself took dance class together when we were both 9 years old at a little place in Greece called Danceletics.
I can't stand both of you. I really can't.
Well, Matt likes to call the show from time to time.
And every day.
Yesterday, when he was on, we had a lovely young lady text in and said, can you guys hook me up with Matt? He's hilarious, and I want to have his babies.
Clarification, just a quick clarification. It just said, get me a date with this caller. So,
now, typically, when Matt calls in, he sounds blitzed out of his mind. Yeah. But it's just him. It's just his personality. Let's get him on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Matt. Matthew, what's up?
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday.
You too, brother. You too.
What's the vibe?
Well, you know, guys, it's just the Christmas season. Anything's possible. You guys are certainly capable of this for me.
Yeah, no, if there's anything Breezy and I are really good at, it's finding love for somebody. Now, Matt, before we try to play matchmaker here and get you in touch with this girl from yesterday, tell us who you are and what really gets your pants tight.
Okay.
Well, first of all, it's probably your voice every morning, you and Breezy.
Ooh.
But I would say a couple things about me. Well, first of all, our passion for dance that we share. We can really cut a rug.
Yeah.
I like to cook.
Yep.
I can open tight jars in case anybody has, they can't open those.
And
good to know.
Now, you're also a dad, correct?
That's correct. Dad first, always. I got a great kid. Love him. Active with sports.
I had to bring it up.
Listen,
he was dad first always.
I
wasn't going to mention
first
it.
First always, but he told me to put myself out there for love.
Yeah, well, listen.
How old is he?
He's 12.
Oh, I was
okay.
Like,
no, he's good. 4 months. You did call up the day before Thanksgiving last week. You do get down in the kitchen. You hosted. I mean, you made a 25-pound turkey.
Yeah.
I did. Thank you very much for that shout out.
No problem, man.
It came out great. Everybody loved it.
Wasn't dry.
A crowd pleaser.
With leftovers.
Yeah.
Were we able to get in touch with this girl from yesterday?
You know, so she wrote, get me a date with this caller. And then I texted her back and said, ha, are you serious? And then she ghosted me.
Well,
so
she probably is listening, but also probably a little bit nervous. And Matt, considering you are a single guy, you're a single dad, you're successful. You live in what town?
I'm on the west side. I'm in Greece.
Okay, still in Greece. Okay. Oh, okay.
So
I want you to go ahead. Put yourself out there, man, because if it's not this girl, it could potentially be somebody else. You know what I mean?
We have a plethora of listeners. Let's just put
so
it that way.
If you are
that
focused,
very true.
Treat this as a misconnection. Go ahead.
Well, I called, you texted, But either way, it's a missed connection. I couldn't call back. You had me grinning ear to ear. Could it possibly be Christmas cheer? Maybe start with a beer. If old St. Moose and Breezy can find you. If I knew your name, it would make it easier for my letter to Santa.
Would you have that ready to go?
That was off the dome.
So if you are listening, we got to get this girl's name. We got to get you on a date with our boy, Matt. And forever, for anyone else listening, if this was appealing to you, go ahead and hit us up. 585-252-9800. Because he offers more than just his looks. Don't you, buddy?
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. Text messages are coming in right now.
No. It's the girl.
Oh, she's here.
She's texting. She goes, oh my God, Breeze, this is hilarious.
Why don't you have her call in immediately?
I mean,
let's
give her your number.
Yeah, do you want to do that,
she
Matt?
Goes, I could have done without the poem, but I'm still into it.
Okay, love it. This is working out perfectly. All right.
Well, listen, you got to put yourself out there. You got to appeal to everybody. You got to let them know that you're into little rom-coms, you know?
Okay. All right, Breezy's taking her number down right now. We're going to get the two of you guys in touch with each other.
Why don't we do it on air?
And then I am specifically going to pay for dinner for the two of you, wherever you want to go.
I love it.
Wherever you want to go. Easy. There's a $50 limit.
Ideas?
Oh, is this her number?
This is her number. I mean, call her.
All right.
She said, give it to me. Wow, again, to be fair, I didn't specify if this was a man or a woman, but I guess we'll find out when we give them a call right now, live on air. But they're into it. Here we go.
Hold on, Breezy, stall for me.
If you were to go on a date with this girl, what would that look like?
Well, Breezy, maybe the Cheesecake Factory. You always speak so highly of it.
Who doesn't love the Cheesecake Factory? There's a plethora of different options.
See, you're selling me already.
Okay, she's on hold. You ready? All right, hold on.
Is she really?
Let's put her through. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm a woman.
What's your name?
Yes.
So my name is Gina.
Gina.
And I am definitely feeling that. But you know, I have to be honest.
She's married.
I have all of your attention. You know, I'm kind of an asshole. I may get a little bit of the devil's lettuce in the morning and then think I'm a co-star with you guys.
Yeah.
I also have a mutual friend with Breezy, but I told her not to tell her my identity
because
I do text in often and I am a bit cheeky.
Okay.
Her name is Alex.
Well, listen, Gina.
Okay, I have five friends named Alex.
Aside from all that.
I could tell you, you did go to the movies with her a couple weekends ago.
Gina, this is about you and Matt. Are you interested in going on a date with Matt?
I would love to go on a $50 limit date with Matt, but my husband is not going to be down with
it. What just happened? What do you mean you're married? What was all this for?
I'm so sorry. What a jerk.
Wow.
I hope this opens up the world for him, obviously.
Typical. See, typical woman leading you on.
Matt, are you
unbelievable.
With us?
Matt, you still there, buddy?
I'm still picking my jaw up off the floor. Oh, I'm heartbroken.
All right, listen. God. Gina, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We love you.
I'm not good right now.
I'm not either. This is typical.
This is not scripted, by the way. Everyone's like, you guys right? No, we literally, this is off the cuff. I have no idea what's going on. It couldn't have gone worse.
Hey, Matt, don't.
I'm still here.
Yeah, we're gonna find someone special for you, buddy. Somebody who's actually single and not married.
Someone just wrote in, I'm single. I don't have time for all this.
All right,
too much admin.
Matt, that $50 date is still yours if you want it.
Of course. I mean, I might have to find love at the Cheesecake Factory. But who knows? Maybe a caller will come in. Gina started off strong.
Yeah, she did. That's
FCC be darned.
Right. I am going to have a word with all of my friends named Alex right now because this is unacceptable.
Yeah, it really
is. Absolutely.
All right, listen, buddy, I'll call you after the show, okay? Hey.
Sounds good, though.
Hey, chin up.
Yeah, chin up.
Chin up. I'm gonna stay in there. It's not an ideal way to start a Friday, but you know, it is honestly the Christmas season. Miracles can happen. You never know.
You never know.
It's not a no, it's a maybe. That's, you know what I mean? 98 PX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Up the Genesee Valley with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
What a weird show.
No, literally.
Thanks for starting the weekend off with us, guys. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. A high of 29 degrees today, but yeah, we're going to see the sun, and we'll absolutely take that. If you need to clear the air, and I know you do, hit us up right now. Come through. What's your hot take? It's time to clear the air. And let's get after it.
Boom.
Brooke is here. Biggest turn on is men who can handle spicy food. There I said it. I think that's more of a turn on than guys with actual beards.
Okay.
Boy,
sure.
Hot sauce in the back pocket.
Oh.
I do. There was a point where I used to enjoy dripping sweat, my own sweat into my food when I ate. I liked it really hot, really spicy. But now, because it burnt a hole in my stomach, in my esophagus, I'm not really supposed to do that anymore. That's why I take a Pepcid every morning.
Oh, dear.
Also, well, Scott Spisano just texted us. You guys going to wish me a happy birthday? Yeah, Scott, happy birthday, buddy.
You shouldn't have to ask someone to wish you happy birthday.
He came in here. We forgot.
I didn't know.
We simply just forgot.
I had no idea.
And I feel bad because I've known him for years.
Yeah, that's on you. I've only known that man for like 6 years, so that's on you. You've known him for like 50. 20.
Oh, my God. Let's go over this person. Nate says, good morning, guys. There's a guy at my gym who grunts like he's lifting the world every 2 seconds. Just put the weight down. We get it. It's heavy.
Is that necessary? It's like, are you constipated or are you like deadlifting? We just don't really know.
I mean, listen. I'm not a huge, like, I don't want to call myself a,
yeah,
I work
no,
out.
I wouldn't even, no. Like, you're not even weightlifter adjacent.
No, you know what I mean? I work out.
No,
but
yeah.
Some of the weights I've seen people lift, there's never ever been a reason for them even lifting that amount of heavy weights to grunt like that.
You're giving yourself a hernia. This person says, my hot take is, I don't know if this is Matt or whoever, but my hot take is if you're married, act like you're married. Don't waste people's time.
That's what I'm telling you.
There, I said it.
Just if you missed it this morning, women love to play games, man. They love to play games.
Oh, this person says, beer guts are not sexy. There, I said it. Okay.
I mean, that's your typical dad bod, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not even a beer gut. It's a fuel tank for a sex machine. Okay. Let's go over to John. John says gambling is 100% okay as long as you keep winning. Some people are terrible at it, and that's why it becomes an issue. Andrea said, good morning, guys. There was a woman in front of me in line this morning trying to get a coffee, and she sneezed midair, didn't cover her mouth. People like this should automatically be asked to leave a business.
The particles just flying throughout the air.
This is the reason people get sick.
The baristas are catching a cold.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's a whole thing.
It's the people that put their hand over the glass at Chipotle. Stop putting your finger in the dip. Just point. Yeah, I'll take the queso.
I don't eat Chipotle, but I'm sure it's...
Oh, you don't eat Chipotle? Yeah, right.
I don't eat Chipotle.
I guess that makes sense. You've never had a Big Mac in your life.
I don't like...
Come to the other side, Breeze.
I don't like the beans and all the things.
You don't have to get them.
Why don't... It's just... It's overrated in my opinion. It's not that good. I've had it before. I just don't eat it regularly. This person says, leather furniture sucks. There, I said it. It's always cold to touch and not comfortable whatsoever.
100% agree. It's disgusting.
Why are we doing that?
I don't even like leather seats in a car.
I don't even think it makes you look like... rich or like trendy. Like, I don't even think it's like nice furniture.
It takes 20 years to break in.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it.
Sitting on a cow every time you're going to watch Netflix. It's like, what are we doing here?
I hate leather couches.
Yeah, no, I'm good on
let's
that.
Go over to, oh, this is interesting. Janae is texting in this Friday morning. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 11-year-old wanted me to message you guys this morning and said that he doesn't care if his friends made the honor roll and he didn't. There's more important things in life. There he said it. Okay, buddy. All right, Janae. I mean, it's probably important if he hits it at least once.
Okay. Not that we can talk, really, but yeah.
I made honor roll.
You did?
Yeah, I made honor roll.
When?
I don't know. At one point during my 4 years of high school.
We did a bit, and your dad was always pissed that he never got the sticker. So if you made it, he would have... he would have slapped that thing on his car so fast.
Oh, no.
No.
No. He had a midlife crisis and went out and bought a BMW convertible. He wasn't going to put a sticker on there.
Yeah, my dad did that, and he bought a motorcycle, and then he got a ticket for riding it because he didn't have a license. Anyways.
All right, let me go over to this person. Lawyers make way too much money. There should be a salary cap there. I said it. And here we go again with the coffee. Does anyone know why the baristas at Starbucks spell your name wrong? I don't get it. How hard is it to spell Liz? Really? L-Y-C? I think people should stop altogether giving this place your business. There, I said it.
At Starbucks, my name is Brizzy. So, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, they spelled my name once, F-I-L. I'm like,
oh,
I can't tell. I'm like,
Felipe.
I don't. And then I'll leave it with this. I don't know who this is. Never met a single ice cream truck driver who wasn't a petty. Okay.
Okay. That's a sweeping generalization.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How many do you know?
Okay.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It was a sexual gesture, the mother said. It's just another story of a teacher that's ending up in the news. And I got to tell you, and I feel bad even saying this, I'm not even shocked at this point.
Yeah. And that's a sad reality.
That's where we're at. An Ontario County mother is seeking justice for her son, who she claims was inappropriately touched by James Nunez, former assistant principal of Geneva High School. And the mother, who wished to remain unidentified, I mean, she alleges that Nunez not only touched her son with his hands, but also put his lips on him.
What?
Back on November 18th. And the mother said her son was in shock after the encounter. Yeah. That's what I understand. I mean, you have to be a sick person to do that. I want to put my lips on a 12-year-old, and then a week later, I'm going to go and enjoy Thanksgiving dinner with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the mindset behind that. Geneva police arrested 50-year-old Nunez for endangering the welfare of a child in harassment, and the mother believes this is definitely not the first time he's touched a student. We received emails from multiple parents who claim Nunez did something similar to their child. Another mother claims her son was inappropriately touched by Nunez last year. She got Geneva police involved, the district, in the school board. All notified. Nobody did a thing. What's happening at Geneva High School? So another parent gets involved and said, same thing happened to her student. She said the district should absolutely be ashamed of how it has handled the safety and protection of our children. Our students deserve way better. Our community deserves better. And immediate accountability is long overdue. 100%. Heather Swanson, director of communications for the Geneva Central School District, said in an email, "The safety and security of our students remains our top priority." It does not, Heather Swanson.
Right.
"We will always take swift action." You didn't do that either. Whenever we receive information regarding alleged misconduct. Well, it took you long enough on this particular instance.
Yeah, but also at the same time, like, I'm glad that he is arrested and can't do this anymore, kids.
Yeah, I think we all are. It's just, it's so sad to constantly see this pop up in the news with both men in, you know, both male and female teachers. Switching gears here, this is something that you, obviously, you being married, getting married in August.
Yes.
You have to now put all your attention and focus into. And I got to tell you, I can tell. From a distance, this has been stressing you out.
It's been stressing me out a lot, actually. And it's all starting to become super real because appointments have been made and meetings are being had. And this is supposed to be like the most fun part. And I'm like kind of spiraling about it a little bit. So I'll explain what exactly is going on and what task is weighing on me when it comes to my wedding coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Ed Sheeran on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, happy Friday, you guys. I fear that this might be taking away the joy from Breezy's engagement or just her whole entire wedding experience.
Not engagement. I mean, the engagement's done. It's just the fact that I have a lot of planning to do when it comes to the wedding. And there's so many different things that I mean, you would never know about because you've never planned a wedding before. So,
but you're,
just learning as you go.
I'm just saying, though, I would imagine, though, the whole entire time you're engaged, it's tough to enjoy it because you're doing so much that's leading up to preparing for the wedding.
Right. So we have a lot of things done. I haven't really given an update in a while, but a lot of our vendors are booked. We hired a wedding planner. I talked about that last week. The only thing we still have to do is flowers and I think like a cake, but we're not doing like a big, huge cake. We're just going to do like a small thing.
Oh, so
nobody
no,
eats the cake anyways. Let's be honest.
No cupcakes?
No, we'll do like cupcakes, but like a cake for us to cut is just going to be like a little thing.
Sure.
But the big thing that I have to do personally is pick out my wedding dress.
That's right.
And like, I feel like I am very girly and very much so always like trying to look nice and put outfits together. And so you would think picking out a wedding dress would be like my vibe, the most important thing, or that I would already know what I wanted. And that is not the case at all. I am going wedding dress shopping on the 21st. So in like 2 weeks.
Right.
Here.
Okay.
And it is a process that I never was prepared for. I booked two places and I've been hesitant to do it just because I like there's a lot of thoughts running through my head. Obviously, we all know I've lost a significant amount of weight in the past 2 years, year and a half.
Yeah, that you have, and you've worked super hard. And does that scare you a little bit?
It does. It's like there's a lot of body dysmorphia around this, around dress shopping. I don't even know my size anymore. Like, it's constantly changing. So I don't know what size I'm wearing. I don't know what looks good on my new body type. Like, I don't really know. Okay. And that's fine and well. I'm trying to like stay present and be centered and enjoy this moment. But also, the price of a wedding dress is so expensive that I like can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah,
some of the places that I've like booked to do like try-ons, they're like, "What's your budget?" And I'm like, I don't even know what a wedding dress costs. They're like, "Well, just so you know, we don't have any gowns under $2,000 here."
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like, what?
That makes sense. I mean,
it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you can go to Goodwill, see what they got.
My mom literally wants me to buy an Amazon wedding dress. She wants me to buy my wedding dress on Amazon.
I'm dying to know, guys, what is the most expensive wedding dress you've heard of somebody purchasing? Or maybe you yourself. How much is it worth it?
Actually, let's not do that. Let's do the opposite. What is the cheapest wedding dress you can find? Because I don't want to spend $2,000. And they're not even going to let me in the door unless I say, yeah, my budget's like $200 or $2,000, excuse me.
Is anybody helping you out with the cost?
I mean, like...
like go halvesies?
No.
Okay. It's time to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, literally. Do you guys want to buy my wedding dress? Actually, we should do that. I just, like, I don't know. I'm not, like...
Wait, your mom is serious about going on Amazon and getting a dress?
Oh, she's dead ass.
Okay, so she's obviously been looking for you.
She just sent me something yesterday. She was like, just sent me this Amazon link.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
I'm like, yeah, that's nice.
Okay, so do you want something with sequins or sparkles?
I think I do.
Maybe something with a little lace. By the way, is your wedding dress going to be white?
What do you mean? Yeah? Why wouldn't it be white?
Oh, it is?
What?
I didn't think that's the route you were going to take.
What route would I take?
I don't know. Traditionally, wedding dresses symbolize purity, innocence, and a fresh start. I just didn't see that being you.
Right. Okay.
I'm literally crushing it today.
No.
So if you do go on Amazon, the problem with that is, I first of all, if I was in your shoes, I would imagine this is the most stressful thing when it comes to the wedding is trying to say yes to the dress.
Like, I want to look my best. I want to feel my best.
Yeah, and you like, you will. But also, isn't that hard to buy a wedding dress 7-8 months before the wedding?
Correct. Like, because who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, your weight fluctuates.
Right.
I'm stressed out hearing you talk about it.
So I'm going, like I said, in 2 weeks. My mom's going. My best friend's going. And then my other friend's going. And I guess you can come if you want.
Yes, I so want to be there, and I promise I'm going to behave. I feel like
my mom's going to, the whole time, she's going to be like, we could get it cheaper on Amazon. Like, I just feel like she's going to do that.
All right, well, let's not cut corners when it comes to the dress. This is huge. We want you to, like you said, look and feel your best on the day of your wedding, but I will absolutely be there for your fitting for support. Okay?
Guys, am I shooting myself in the foot? Just let me know.
Hey, it's Julianna. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. Here at just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Let's get right into this. What is the worst thing your teenager has ever done? And I know it's a loaded question, but can any of you think back to when you were a teen? We did some stupid stuff. We got a message from Deb for Parental Confidential this morning. She's from Spencerport. Her 15-year-old daughter did something that some teens are not brave enough to do. She snuck a boy into their house into her bedroom. Take a listen to the message, and 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text or comment, or even if you want to share your personal stories. Deb wrote in and said, I'm Wilson Breezy. My name's Deb. Wanted to share this. I don't care if people judge me. I just need advice. My 15-year-old daughter tried to sneak a boy. Well, not try. She did. Into her room last Saturday. And yes, I said sneak a boy in. He's 15. She's 15. This was in my house. I walked by her room, can hear music playing. First off, it's past 11, so I poked my head in to ask her to shut it down. Also, no, I did not knock. It's my house. So I walked in there, and she's making out with some random boy on her bed. Someone I have never met. I thought I was going to kill her. Before anyone says teenagers are going to experiment, there is some boundaries you don't cross. She crossed it. There are rules in my house. I did some stupid stuff too as a teen, but doesn't mean she gets to. I am so furious and I can barely think straight. She's at that age where she wants independence, but she still needs a lot of guidance. And I don't know where the line is between being a really strict parent as a single mom or being too controlling. And I won't lie, I am hard on her a majority of the time, but I feel like my authority is undermined. And I just don't know how to handle this without making her resent me. I just want to teach her responsibility, respect, and boundaries. But how do I do that without creating a bigger divide? And honestly, I just don't even know if grounding is going to work at this point. I've taken away her privileges. I've tried talking to her, but nothing seems to stick. And I would like advice from parents who've been here, who've had a teen completely ignore the rules and put themselves at risk. What has worked before it's too late?
So this exact, I have been in this exact situation.
Like, sneaky.
I was 16 and I had like five girlfriends over and my parents had gone to bed and my friend asked if we could have two boys over.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, yeah, my parents are sleeping, like whatever.
You're the worst.
So they came. Wow. We were downstairs. My parents were upstairs.
Yeah.
And we were just like hanging out.
Uh-huh.
And
they had no idea you brought two boys into the house.
My parents were sleeping. Oh my. And I heard the door open. My parents' door open.
Okay.
And my mom was coming, like about to come downstairs to let the dog out.
Yeah.
So I sprinted up the stairs and I said, oh, I'll do it. I'll take the dog.
Oh, my
I'll
God.
I'll do it. And I was like, not.
So
I was
obvious.
Like, come here, Rosie. And she was like, that's Gussie. Like, that's not even the right dog. And I was like, it's okay. Like, whatever. So I took the dog out and she just like went back into bed. And then, but she was up and I was like, you guys got to go. Like, my mom's like awake. And she saw the headlights leave the driveway. And she was like, who was just here?
They drove to and
yeah.
They parked in the driveway? You're an idiot.
No, I know. So long story longer, I got in a lot of trouble and I was supposed to take my driver's license test the next week. My parents made me wait a whole month.
Yeah.
Or no, like, I mean, when you are booking your license or road test, you have to wait like 6 months.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Because it takes a while.
Sure.
So.
How old were you when you did this?
16.
Yeah. See, I mean.
Oh my God. My mom was pissed. Yeah. Oh, she was so mad.
Listen, my 16-year-old girlfriend at the time when we were in high school snuck me into her room when her parents had the room next door. And I was like, I'm not comfortable with this. We're going to get caught. She's like, chill. I was the one that was always like straight as an arrow. I'm like, this is wrong. I can't do this. I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, but can I ask a serious question to this mom?
Yeah.
And listen, I know it's like less of two evils, but wouldn't you rather her sneak someone in than her sneak out?
I don't think. No.
I
you can't be doing that at 15.
Okay.
Anyone ever catch their teen doing something brave such as this? 585-252-9800. Because in this situation, what advice would you give to our listener, Deb? Let me go over here. Who's it? Jeff says, I would focus on the fact that sneaking a boy in isn't just breaking rules. It could be dangerous. You don't even know who this kid is. So framing it around safety instead of punishment might help. But holy crap, teens will be teens, I guess. Yeah, some of you are so happy that you don't have a daughter. Good morning, guys. My 14-year-old snuck a boy in, and I lost it. 14. Grounding doesn't work. Didn't do anything. But having a serious sit-down about trust, it does work. Some teens are – it's more uncomfortable to have the conversation, if you will.
Yeah.
Because teens are relentless. Chris says, hey, guys, sorry, but if you're 15 – and your kid is sneaking a boy in at that age, maybe ask yourself where you're failing as a parent. You can say you're a strict parent all you want, but if your kid actually respects you, they wouldn't dare trying pulling this a stunt like this. So basically, you had no respect for your parents, huh, Breezy?
It's not that. It's just that I was trying to impress your friends? I was troubled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're trying to impress your friends. If you think that's bad, wait till you hear some of the stories of what she did in college. Guys, this is the exact moment. You start questioning everything you thought about parenting. I would have lost it. They're sneaky. And then there's this. And this is an automatic no. This came in from Melissa. Yeah, so you have to basically, not that we're parents here, but Deb, you got to put the fear in your daughter. It sounds like the whole grounding and taking away our privileges like you've been doing, it doesn't work.
I'm sure it's hard as a single mom. I will say the car thing struck me like nothing has ever struck me before.
So depending on when she's going to be 16, which is probably coming up, threaten her with that. You don't get to take your road test. You don't get a permit.
No. Yeah. It was a cruel and unusual punishment, but it did work because all I wanted to do was get my license. And then I was set to get it. And then set to even take it, not even to say you'll pass on the first time. It just pushed me back 6 months of everything. 6 months is a long time when you're 15, 16 years old.
And in those 6 months you were waiting, were you on a narrow path? Straight narrow path?
Yeah, I mean, I would say.
Wait, I got to get to Nicole. Let me get to one more here. People are acting like they didn't do dumb crap when they were a teenager. She was caught making out with a boy. Trust me when I say it could be worse. I was having sex by the time I was 14. Teens do stupid stuff. Ground your daughter and move on. Well, again, doesn't seem like that was working.
Not at all. So.
Deb, thank you for the message and allowing us to read it on the show. I do appreciate you sliding into our inbox like that.
Slide in.
You know, it's definitely tough. And you got to have the conversation with your daughter. But scare her.
Put the wrath in, yeah.
You have to do it. Make her uncomfortable. But I agree with this one listener. Make it about safety, not about punishment. That might help. We got to take a quick break, guys. If you ever do want to be a part of the show, especially for Parental Confidential, you can send us a message on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester or Facebook 98PXY. We'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98PXY.
Get your Christmas wish list in order. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Well, it's that time of year.
Take notes, my friends, because when people ask you, what do you want for Christmas? I have just the thing for you. This is not an infomercial, and this is not sponsored, and I haven't even tried this product yet. But it's all I want for Christmas.
Who are you asking to get it for you?
Well, I asked Patrice, and she said it was over Like she said, the shopping.
Oh yeah, over. You missed the cutoff.
This is your last gift.
Okay.
Why I oughta.
What do you think?
Okay.
What is it? And what's the price range?
I think it's like $50. So I feel like recently I've just been very anxious, like the last couple weeks. And I was like, why am I so anxious? Like, this is so crazy. Like, what? And then I looked at my screen time and I was like, wow. Oh,
that's where it's coming
from. That's probably it. You literally just look down at your phone all day and you don't live in reality and you just scroll on social media apps that aren't real and you don't know any of those people. So
how long?
My friends and I were out last night and we were looking at it, and comparatively to some of my friends, I'm in the clear, but I'm averaging
on a given day
like 6 hours and 40 minutes. But like that's average, but like on any given day it's like 8 hours and 30 minutes.
Right, a full-time work day. To be just staring at your phone.
Right. So.
Yeah, I get it. You're depressed.
I fully am.
What do you want for Christmas that's going to help you with this?
So for Christmas, my friend has it and she was like, you need to get one. Like, it'll help you so much. There's this thing called a brick. Okay.
Yeah.
And this brick it's a physical device and you like put your phone over it and then you go about your day.
It's
a literal brick. It's like technology, but sure. It's like this big and it's a square and you put your phone over it. And basically once you put your phone over it, it locks
all of your
apps. Like the apps.
You can still use the phone though.
Yeah. You can use your phone. You can text, but like you can handpick the apps that you want to be blocked. So Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Like, if you go to click on those apps, it's like, you're bricked. Like, you can't go on this.
So, how do you access them?
So, you have to go back and physically go back to the brick. So, like, if I bricked and then I came to work, I couldn't go on Instagram.
So, it's like a box that goes over your phone?
You, like, put your phone over the box to, like, lock it and unlock it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Okay, so you're not carrying it around with you.
No, that would defeat the purpose because then you could just unbrick all the time.
Oh, I see. So it's $50.
Keep it at home.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do it more so when I'm home.
So if you want to unbrick while you're at work, you have to wait to get home?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You get five emergency bricks throughout the whole lifetime.
Dude, the whole time you have this brick.
Yep.
Guys, who needs this? Is this a good gift?
I need it.
I know people who their screen time is over 10, 11 hours
because
in a day.
You can put like screen time notifications and stuff on your phone. Like I have that with Instagram. It's like, hey, you've been on for an hour and a half. Like maybe you should log off. And I'm like, don't tell me what to do. Bypass.
You can get brick. Getbrick.app. Okay. This is live now.
It's free.
Oh, guys. Yeah, it's $50. You get two of them for $95.
Mm-hmm.
Real benefits of digital wellness.
Yeah, I know. It's a real thing.
It looks like it's just a tiny little square thing, and it looks like a charger.
So, like, when I'm – so, for example, my friend Alex has this, and I'll be texting her, and I'll say, like, hey, I just sent you a DM on Instagram. She's like, I'm bricked. Like, I can't look at it till later. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, some people need this.
It's honestly like, I fear, well, not fear. I hope it's going to change my life.
I think it'll benefit all of us because so many of us, the last thing we do is, you know, we get into bed, we get ready to fall asleep, but we're scrolling for like 45 minutes. We're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. It's why some of us lose sleep too.
Like I want a brick before bed.
Yeah, you have to.
And like keep the brick in my kitchen. So it's like, no, like I have to go physically go all the way downstairs. Like I'm not doing that.
It's not a bad idea for a gift because a lot of parents probably listening should get this for their teens.
That is so true. Because teens can bypass parental controls. They're smarter than you. They're more tech savvy than you. But a physical brick that's sleeping with you under your pillow, they're not coming in to get it.
Right. So you can get the Brick app, But
and there's no subscription. Like, you just buy the brick and you get the app and it's you're done.
Yeah, there's a holiday sale going on for it right now, but you can go to getbrick.app. That's it.
Not the ads. No, I'm very excited to explore a new era of digital wellness in 2026.
No, we're all so very proud of you. I'm glad that you're self-aware that you have a problem.
I'm growing and changing every day. No, it's amazing.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's Friday. What's up, guys? 5th of December. Thank you so much for starting the weekend off with us. What point does a friend become so close that you don't need an invite anymore to just drop by?
Not just drop by. Come to parties, to gatherings. It's a whole thing.
It is. So Angie has been on hold waiting to settle the debate this morning. Who's in the wrong here? The best friend for not extending an invite? Or Angie for assuming she didn't need one.
Yeah. The unsurprise, like the surprise pop-in and unannounced pop-in is wild.
Get her on with us. Hi, Angie. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I'm not trying to take sides here, but I think you're 100% in the wrong on this one.
I need to hear the full story before I pick my side. So
go ahead, Angie. Yes. Let it rip.
You just have to let me explain myself, okay? Because I am telling you, this is not on me, okay? So, like, are you guys cool with me just being, like, blunt? Because I have some thoughts. I promise I won't swear.
Yeah. Be blunt, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, I promise I won't swear because it's hard to get in or anything, but
And the FCC, but yeah,
honestly,
perfect.
I'm still heated about this situation, okay? So my best friend, and when I say best friend, I mean, like, she's basically my sister. She had a little holiday party this year at her house. I saw that she was doing it on Facebook. Nothing crazy, right? It was the day after Thanksgiving. She invited, like, all of her coworkers over, and I wasn't technically, like, on the invite list, but, like, I mean, why would I need an invite? Like I said, she's like my sister. I've known this woman for like 25 years. So that's what I'm thinking, basically. Right.
Okay.
So I've been to every holiday party, every get together she has ever hosted. We have been through everything together. Right. So I showed up. Right. Not a big deal. I even brought a bottle of wine, right? I didn't show up empty-handed.
No, of course.
Yeah, well, thank
you.
Generous.
Thank you. I mean, it's just good etiquette, right?
Was it Yellowtail?
Oh, my.
Friends, yeah.
No, I picked up something.
I'm kidding.
It's a little nicer than that, right? It's a holiday party. I was like, okay, you know, Merry Christmas. I'll bring this in for you. Okay, so I walk in the house. And I'm super excited to see everybody, right? And when she sees me walk in the door, she's, like, looking at me like she is looking at a ghost. And I was so confused.
So you basically invited yourself over there. You didn't ask her to show up. This is a party she had for her, who was it, coworkers?
Yeah, it was for her coworkers. But, like, we don't work together right now. But we have worked together in the past. We've been coworkers before.
Wait, so you've, like, shared the same coworkers? Like, you know these people?
Not these people. I mean, like, I've heard her talk about them before. Like,
not,
you know,
parasocial,
I know, like,
relationship.
I know who they are.
Sure.
Right, exactly. And when I walk in, like, she is literally looking. She comes up to me and she's like, Angie, what are you doing here? And I was like, what do you mean? You're having a party. We're best friends. Like, of course I'm going to be here. Hello.
Sure.
Everyone's, like, staring at me like I just, like, crashed somebody's wedding or something. I was like, what is going on? She pulls me aside. She's, like, super upset that I'm here, which, like, first of all, ouch. Like, hello. Like I said, we've been best friends for 25 years. Like,
yeah, but you weren't invited.
I want to come to your party. Well, it's like, I mean, it's always an open invite. Like, of course I'm invited. If I ever had anything, like, I don't need to put her on the Facebook invite list. Like, she just, you know, she's invited, you know.
So let me ask you, is she married? Does she have kids?
Oh, yeah, she's married. Her husband, I think he wasn't there that night. He's out of town for business, I think, or something. So he's not even there. So I was like, I figured, you know, like, it's just her. I'll come. I'll bring some wine. You know, I'll like, you know, help be a little host with her, you know. And I figured I was doing her a favor. I'm so confused as to why she's looking at me like this.
It's not. But this isn't a 90s sitcom. You can't just drop by and walk in someone's house when they don't even know you're coming over.
We have that kind of relationship. Okay.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, until this night, like until this party, I thought we did. And now I'm so confused. I mean, if she popped in my house, I mean, anytime is fine. I would never, you know, I would never be upset if she came walking through the door. And yeah. So she's super upset. I'm so confused. I was like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't need a formal invite to step into my best friend's house.
I get it. I have that relationship too. But at the same time, a text at the very least, hey, I'm popping by, for her to either say thumbs up or her to say, yeah, no, it's not that vibe. Like, we're wrapping up, whatever. You don't know what was going on. Maybe she's up for a promotion and you're just a lot.
I get where you're coming from. I did this too at one point with friends, but it was before they were married with kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't do that now. And they can do it for me because I'm the single guy. You know, come over anytime. I don't really have responsibilities. But you doing that, I don't understand why. It's weird to me that you don't find it weird.
Listen, you guys don't understand, okay?
So
this woman and I, our relationship, it's just that's totally like not out of the ordinary. Anytime.
Well, if that was the case, she wouldn't have been weirded out when you showed up.
Exactly.
So
no, I'm sorry. I disagree. I just really think that she's in the wrong here.
I don't. I mean, it's her house.
Really, it's her house. I don't understand why you would think.
You changing facts is wild, but whatever.
Okay.
It's okay. We got to go.
585-252-9800. Whose side are you on here? Who's right or wrong? Angie just kind of showed up.
I'm telling you, she's the one that made it weird. It was not me.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks anyways, Angie. I'm going to get to some texts and messages coming in, but I appreciate you agreeing to come on the show with us. I thought this was interesting. Yeah. Happy holidays. Okay. right out the gate, this lady needs to be taught some manners. You can't just show up at someone's house, best friend or not. If she didn't invite you, that is the message right there.
This person says, I wouldn't even do this with my real sister.
Yeah, I don't either anymore.
This person says, it doesn't matter if your family or best friends, boundaries still exist, and it's simple. It's a simple ask. She's not in the wrong.
Let's go over to Liz. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I would be pissed if my own mother or sister did this to me, because people have work circles, and I would have been upset too. Just because we are best friends, it doesn't give you the right to just show up unannounced. I kind of got the ick listening to her on the phone.
I have like different friend groups, and that's fine. Like, I have friends from high school. I have friends from workout. I have friends from, you know what I mean? And when those like intertwine and intercross, that's fine. It's not like I don't want that to happen, but I just need a heads up, because it honestly causes me a little bit of anxiety to have like my wires crossed in life sometimes.
I totally get that too. Let's go over to this person. Shannon says, if my best friend crashed the party, I'd laugh and hand her a drink. No way would I act weird about it. Hi, Moose and Breezy. A few years ago, I was in charge of throwing a baby shower for a close friend at work. Strictly just our circle of people we work with. My best friend, who's no longer in my life, showed up and starts asking people to do shots.
Oh my gosh.
It got messy, but people need to understand boundaries. Yeah. So, I mean, clearly the holiday season is when boundaries go right out the window. Mm-hmm. Angie? You're in the wrong.
You are in the wrong. And I mean, this person says, rule number one, best friends or not, do not come to my house uninvited. This lady overstepped 100%.
You are out of order. You are out of order, Angie.
Stay in line, queen.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.